let's just make sure this thing is working. Now, after a meal, a woman might say, I must do what now? I must, you know, think of it with relation to the...
Clean up the dishes?
All right, or do what the dishes are.
Wash the dishes? I was thinking of going to the toilet.
All right, and what, if she's washing the dishes, then she holds them under the sink, she does what, under the cold water, she what the dishes? She
rinses them.
And what might she use what to while she's washing them? She might have a piece of cloth, she'd call it a what? A
washcloth.
And what might she dry them with?
A dish towel.
And what, a larger one in the bathroom is a...
Face towel, bath towel, all kinds of towels. Oh, you mean a guest towel?
No, I mean a face towel.
That kind of towel has to be...
Is there a difference between a face towel and a hand towel and a guest towel? These are different?
Yes.
What's a guest towel?
A guest towel is a little a small towel that isn't Turkish.
All right, what about, what do you use for washing your hands and face in the bathroom? A piece of a smaller than a towel. You wet it, put soap on it.
Oh, that's called a washcloth. Same thing. I don't use it.
Okay.
I never have liked those.
All right. Well, at the kitchen sink, where's the water? The water comes out of the what?
The faucet.
And on a barrel, a similar structure?
Spigot.
And on the side of the house where you hook up the hose.
Oh, God. Still a faucet.
And a thing that you might pour sugar through from one from a larger container into a smaller one.
What do you call those? I don't know. I don't call them anything.
Something shaped like this.
Sugar bin?
No. It's not to be sugar, anything.
Bin?
Shaped like this.
Oh, a funnel.
Yeah.
Oh, that.
And then what might you use to drive horses? Crack them.
A whip. Damn it, I always use a whip. I always crack the whip.
Alright. Now, you can buy a dozen oranges at the store. The grocer might put them in a what for you?
In a bag, not a sack.
And if you had about three or four bags and you put them in a large container that you could carry around, you might call that a what?
A shopping bag?
Yeah. And what does dry cleaning come in when you pick it up? It's in a...
Oh, a garment bag? No, that's not a garment bag. I don't know what it's called.
Okay. What about these ones you can see through?
Plastic bag.
Now, something made of cloth for sugar, a container for sugar made of cloth.
A sack.
Now, one made of very rough material.
Rough material? Yeah. Also a sack.
What kind, though?
Gunny sack?
Right.
I don't use that word.
Anything else?
I don't remember anything.
Burlap bag?
Burlap bag, maybe. Burlap.
How about a attached, what do you call an electric sweeper?
For carpets?
Yeah.
Carpet sweeper.
And what about the attachment to that that picks up the dirt? What do you call that?
Attachment that picks up the dirt. Oh, the bag.
Yeah, any special kind of a... Just a bag?
Sweeper bag, I don't know. We don't have a bag.
Right. How about a large container they used to have put crackers in them, they used to have them in stores. Now they, and also...
Cracker barrel?
Right.
I never saw one.